Good morning. It's Friday, July 12th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A special meeting to elect a new president for the University of South Carolina has been called off by a judge who said there wasn't enough notice. University trustees were set to meet today amid protest by students and a resolution from the Faculty Senate saying it had no confidence in the vote. But trustee Charlie Williams said a judge ruled yesterday that the board did not follow state law by mailing notices out 5 days before the meeting. Williams said he learned of the meeting Tuesday. Lyric Swinton of the University of South Carolina Department of Student Life acknowledged that the school is a business.
But all of us pay tuition, so just like anything else in life, you want to have a value return on your investment. You want to know where our money is going, and a university president has a lot to do with that.
Governor Henry McMaster released a letter a short time later saying he also wanted the meeting postponed. A former Manning police chief has pleaded guilty to stealing more than $80,000 seized during a traffic stop. Gary Schaefer pleaded guilty yesterday to theft of government funds and lying to a federal agent. Prosecutors told the judge Schaefer had just $76 in his bank account just before the September 2015 traffic stop. Assistant U.S. Attorney Will Lewis said Schaefer then started making several deposits into his account and in 2 months had more than $78,000 in the bank. Lewis says Schaefer told an FBI agent the money came from his brother, who later told the agent that wasn't true. For the second time in 2 years, South Carolina has moved its death row inmates to a new prison. 37 inmates were taken yesterday morning from Kirkland Correctional Institution to Broad River Correctional Institution. The move will allow inmates to eat meals with each other, worship together, and have jobs. Previously, death row inmates were in solitary confinement even during the hour they got outside their cells. A mother is no longer being prosecuted in Georgia for allowing her 3-year-old son to relieve himself in public. Yesterday, a disorderly conduct charge was dropped against Brooke Johns in Augusta. In late March, she had been driving when her toddler son said he needed to use the restroom. They made it to a gas station, but she realized he wasn't going to make it inside. Because Johns was pregnant at the time and just weeks from giving birth, she was unable to carry him, so she covered him as he relieved himself in the parking lot. A Richmond County deputy saw what happened and cited Johns. The citation sparked backlash on social media from parents. Brooke Johns, a Beech Island, South Carolina resident, said she was glad it's over with. Tropical Storm Barry became a bit better organized overnight in the northern Gulf of Mexico and as of 5 this morning had winds up to 50 miles per hour and was moving slowly west. Meteorologist Cindy O'Quinn says it's no threat to South Carolina, but more of a concern for residents along the Gulf Coast.
Some storm surge flooding and wind damage are possible near the coast, but heavy rain is the biggest concern from Barry, especially in and around New Orleans, where a Mississippi River already above flood stage and several days of prior rain have saturated the soils.
O'Quinn says Barry could produce up to 20 inches of rain near and east of where it tracks. South Carolina should be spared any direct effects of the storm as the rain the tropical storm produces stays to our west as it tracks inland this weekend. What began as a traffic stop for speeding in Berkeley County ended with a deputy saving the life of a newborn child. Back on June 11th, Deputy W. Kimbrough was conducting a routine patrol in Somerville when he stopped a vehicle for speeding. Upon being pulled over, the driver immediately exited the car and told Kimbrough that her baby had stopped breathing after drinking a bottle. Kimbrough was able to resuscitate the 12-day-old baby until EMS could arrive. Kimbrough was awarded the Life Saving Medal from Sheriff Dwayne Lewis for his heroic actions that day. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.